Phoenix FM.
That was Michael Jackson, suggested by Teresa. Thank you very much for that. Let's go quite quickly onto another track, because I've got a lot of tracks to get in to do justice to all the people that suggested fabulous music on this big breakfast day, the 27th of February. Breakfast has probably happened for you before now, unless you're getting up incredibly early to do something tomorrow in the early hours, in which case breakfast at 11 o'clock at night. Bit strange. But it's breakfast somewhere in the world for someone on some timeline. So therefore, we're going to keep the music coming. And thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight, who wants to hear Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright. Gonna be bright, bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is my rainbow.
Yes, Johnny Nash there, I can see clearly now. For Maria, fantastic stuff. It's still Tuesday the 27th of February for another 54 minutes and a few seconds. And I've just looked into the origins of the word retro. Obviously comes from retrograde. In the French, retro is short for retrograde, from the Latin retrogradi, meaning move backwards, hence what it means, retro items. So what is considered retro these days? Well, in terms of games devices and things like that, yeah, you're looking at over 20 years old. So stuff from pre-2004 is retro. That's ridiculous. I'm upset by that. Yeah. Some people think certain things that I would consider retro are actually vintage now. Things like a Sega Mega Drive and a Super Nintendo. Those came out in the 90s, didn't they? Early 90s. So that's too old to be retro. That's shocking. Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I'm going to continue doing research. I'm going to continue thinking about items I had of technology, like the original Game Boy. The original Game Boy is probably retro now, isn't it? Yeah. Oh no, I'm mistaken about those consoles I just talked about. They are, of course, in the age bracket to be retro, between 20 and 40 years old. Yeah, that's fine. Don't panic. Sega Mega Drives and Super Nintendos can be retro. Yes. Good. Fine. Everything is fine. Everything's right with the world once again. But yeah, Nintendo Game Boy, I had one of the originals. They were brilliant with the little cartridges you put in the back. Tetris on that. Hours of fun on car journeys. Oh, yes. Although the music probably drove everyone mental. Why weren't you forced to have headphones in? But yeah, the Game Boy was a brilliant device. If you've still got one, I think they're worth a bit now as a old gaming device if you were to sell it second hand on eBay or somewhere similar. If you've got a Game Boy, that surely you do still turn it on occasionally just for a bit of fun. I'm guessing the original battery it came with is now defunct and it will only work when plugged into the mains. But they had that capability. They had a cable that did that. So, yeah, wonderful stuff. Or maybe you've had the battery replaced somehow. Great stuff. Right, we've talked about Walkmans, we've talked about Discmans, we've talked about Game Boys. What other devices are retro? Well, hard to believe. I'll have to check when the first... No, it can't be. When the first iPhone came out, I think that might have been 2003. Is that now a retro device, the first ever iPhone? Incredible to think we're on iPhone 15s that have been released now. Okay, let's get some more music on, shall we? And this one was suggested by a brother water rat, Mr. Fraser Hines. Thank you so much to him, who wants to hear a bit of the Everly Brothers. Classic from the Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie. Thanks to Fraser for suggesting that one. You can rest easy, iPhone users. It's not quite retro yet. The original iPhone came out in June 2007 in the US. I think it probably didn't come out in Europe until 2008. So everything's fine. We've got a good few years before the original iPhone is considered retro, but looking at it, images of it, it does look a bit retro. I know people thinking back to their Nokia 32 and 3310s playing Snake on that. Now that is retro now. Yeah, amazing stuff. And those interchangeable cases you used to be able to get for those Nokia phones. Unbelievable. I know phone... It's amazing, actually. Phone cases have still stayed an accessory that, you know, people customise and make crazy versions of, and you can get practical, more useful ones and colourful, outrageous ones. That's been right back since the old Nokias. And still hard to believe that Nokia dominated the mobile phone market for such a long time and then went into oblivion. They just got it horribly, horribly wrong. Weren't they involved in the Windows phone and being bought by Microsoft or something? And to create Windows Phone, and that was the beginning of the end for Nokia, I think, something like that. So yes, it's 12 minutes past 11 on the 27th of February, and if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? You've missed a lot. You've missed the wacky holidays. I'll recap them for you. National Protein Day occurs today. It's also National Strawberry Day. It's the Big Breakfast Day. It's National Retro Day, hence the chat. It's International Polar Bear Day. We haven't talked about those. And all throughout February, you've only got a few days left to enjoy National Pet Dental Health Month. It's National Pet Dental Health Month. Yes, I felt the need to repeat that. If you just joined us as well, you missed the celebrity birthdays. It's Derren Brown's birthday today and Peter Andre. Is that spooky? Probably not. Probably just a total coincidence. And on social media, in the run-up to the show, I asked my legend listeners to suggest tracks that link, with it being the Big Breakfast Day, tracks that link to getting up, waking up, the start of something, the beginning of something. And there's been an awful lot of suggestions that are coming from you guys. Thank you so, so much for that. So therefore, should we get some more music on? Let's do it. Let's have something that was suggested by many people independently of each other, but I'm going to say a special thanks to Denise Hare and Emily Greenaway, who want to hear The Beatles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright. Dear darling, it's been a
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And minuscule apologies, but a big hello to Crazy Monkey on Mixcloud, who's joined in the chat in the box at the side with an awful lot of comments. So hello to you. Thank you so much for getting involved. Fantastic. Yes, lots of retro suggestions on there. One of which made me chuckle. Low taxes is retro. Yeah, indeed. And you've said, anybody remember the VC 4000 games console with cartridges before Atari took off? Or some of the first games machines that connected to the TV with paddle controllers and had four games on them, tennis and ping pong? Yes, my dad had some kind of Atari system that connected to the TV and had a sort of paddle controller with it, yeah. I definitely remember that. So, yeah, that was enjoyable. I think the Mixcloud picture has just momentarily gone off, but it will be back very shortly. Stick with it. Don't panic. It will be back. Marvellous. And it has returned, so that's amazing. Although the chat box has now not refreshed itself, so apologies to Crazy Monkey. I've lost all your comments. That's mildly upsetting for me. But yes, it's nice to look back, isn't it? Indeed. And think of some strange things that are considered retro. I just looked at things that came out in 2003 for the first time that would now be considered retro, and it's a little bit scary. Flu jabs became available for the first time in 2003. Yes. Camera phones became available for the first time in 2003. The game Minesweeper came out in 2003. Hybrid cars first came out in 2003. That's ridiculous. I can't believe some of those things, but there we go. All true, all extensively researched by yours truly. On your behalf, lovely legend listeners. Let's keep the music coming. This next one suggested by the fabulous Danny Kidson. This is for you, Danny. Bill Withers. Lovely Day.
In the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've still got 36 and a half minutes together. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. Or, of course, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you're in Mixcloud, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. You must have a Mixcloud account to do that. If you don't have account, you can you can still get the video feed from the studio on your device by searching for Phoenix 98 FM. And, of course, you could always, if you're extremely lazy, just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. You don't have to be lazy to do that. You can be really hardworking and just be resting and not want to get up at that moment and get your smart speaker to do it. Yes, I don't know why I singled out lazy people there. Apologies. Right. It's been a lovely show so far. I hope it continues to be lovely all the way through till the end at midnight when I'll be leaving you and Destination Dawn will take over the airwaves before Mike Porter is back with the breakfast show at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. As ever, fantastic programmes here on this station all throughout the week at every time of day. Fantastic. So, yeah, there's loads more great music still to squeeze into the show, and I'm going to keep talking to you about retro items. And votes trickling in now. Whose phones are better? The intense debate on the Twitterverse, Apple or Samsung? Why have I suddenly started this debate? Because it's Johnny Ive's birthday, the man credited with designing many of the features of the first iPhone and subsequent iPhone releases. He still works for Apple to this day. Whose phones are better, though, Apple or Samsung? At the moment, it's 66% of voters say Apple and 34% say Samsung. It could all change if you vote, though, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing at the top of the profile there. Great stuff. Right, more music coming. As I said, plenty of music still to squeeze in. Not constrained by genre or time of release on this show. We'll play anything and everything if it fits in with the themes. And if it's been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners, it's got a very good chance. So thanks to Stuart James, who wants on this big breakfast day to hear a bit of Pink.
Phoenix FM.
Pink can get the party started. Thanks to Stuart for suggesting that on social media in the run-up to the show. This is Ben Simmons with you on the show that goes like this for another half hour on the Phoenix FM airwaves, so keep it here. I've just been studying more retro items. I just had a quick look online for some images. And things have occurred to me. There's a whole host of things in one picture. There's things you can eat, things you can read, things you can collect, things you can chew. Juicy fruit chewing gum, remember that? In a yellow packet. Those have gone by the wayside. Juicy fruit chewing gum. Space Raiders. I think you can still get Space Raiders, but Space Raiders were fantastic. You wouldn't get packs of crisps for much less than a pound now in most places, but Space Raiders were 10p when I used to go in shops and get them. Yes, I remember that. And then, of course, who could forget? They've been taken over by Merlin. People won't even remember these. Panini football stickers. Fantastic. Are collecting those, swapping them in the playground, having to give 10 for a foil one that someone else had that you needed. Ah, it was brilliant. Panini sticker albums. I remember completing the entire 1986 Panini sticker album and being absolutely thrilled. I also completed 1987. I think when you got to needing less than 20 stickers, you could send away to Panini and, I don't know, nominal sum. Probably wasn't nominal to my parents who had to pay it. But get the last few stickers that you required. But yeah, I remember doing that as well. I think I carried on up to about 1989. Then I think there was a part works you could collect when the Italy Football World Cup was on in 1990. I remember collecting that and then getting stickers for that. And then I think I lost heart in sticker collection some point in the very early 90s. But yes, hormones probably started to develop and stickers weren't quite as exciting. But there we go. Still, I loved those football sticker albums. They're still at my mum and dad's house. I must go and have a look through those. That is some serious nostalgia right there. Then more things you can eat. Double dips. Do you remember that? With a lolly that you could dip in sherbet. Sherbet dip dabs. Those were amazing. Ah, the sweets that were available. Kids today just don't have the same. I guess this happens with each generation. Their own sweets, their own treats are more special than subsequent ones. But yeah, fantastic. I remember sherbet dip dabs. I remember getting ludicrously excited with chocolate dips. It was just a pack of mini breadsticks, if you like, and with a little tub of chocolate spread in it. Came in something about the size of a yogurt carton. And I remember it was clever marketing because it looked like a very deep well that contained the chocolate spread. Wasn't that deep. But yeah, brilliant. Loved those. Chocolate dips. Choc dips. Brilliant stuff. Right, shall we have more music on while I carry on reminiscing with the retro nostalgia? Okay, I need to do a bit of exhaustive research on the Facebook page to see who requested this one because I've forgotten. I'm looking through with bated breath. Can I find the person? It was Graham Long. Well done, Graham, who suggested this next track from the Rolling Stones on the Big Breakfast Day. This is Start Me Up. Good choice.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
Phoenix FM.
I went to the same school as Mick Jagger, and classmates and people in years preceding my time at the school used to have textbooks that were stored in the school, so you'd have it for a year and then you'd give it back. And people used to write their name stating their ownership of it for the year, and people used to put Mick Jagger, even though he'd been at the school in the, when would it have been, 50s, I suppose, something like that. Maybe, yeah, I guess about then. But I attended in the 90s. It would have been ridiculous to still be using textbooks that Mick Jagger used. But still, there's a statue to Mick Jagger in Dartford Town Centre. I've been past it. It's worth a look if you've not seen it before. And Keith Richards, of course. Fantastic stuff. Right, where are we? 23:37 on the official station clock. So that's your time update. And plenty more music still to squeeze in, all being well. And taking a look back at some retro items, with it being National Retro Day. I was thinking about vinyl, and it led me to think about a shop I used to love going into for music. Even HMV's almost gone by the wayside now, didn't it? Nearly go under and got rescued. Our Price. Do you remember Our Price music shops? I used to get vinyl singles in there when I first started getting music. I didn't buy many albums. Yeah, and then I moved on to CD singles, which were available in Our Price. I can't believe Our Price is gone. It's sad. It's a bit like Dixon's. It was one of those classic technology shops that wasn't really all that cool, Dixon's, was it? But I used to like going in there. Dixon's and Our Price, they no longer exist. It's sad. Right, now, more music, and suggested on social media by the fabulous Charlie James. This is Walk On By.
You see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken, walk on by. That's all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Thank you.
see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. All that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, walk on by.
Phoenix FM.
That's Diana Krall and Walk On By. Well, we're running out of music to play and running out of time to play it in, so I'm going to get to the next track quite quickly and hopefully all will be well to sum up the show later on and I won't be rushing. So therefore, that was a mellow out, wasn't it, there, with Diana Krall and Walk On By. Let's get it a bit more party atmosphere in here. And therefore, thanks to Johnny Johnson, we're going to hear from the Monkees. Time to all wake up with this one.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer.
Show goes like this with Ben Simmons. With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. 14 minutes, 13 minutes and 15 seconds left of this broadcast. That is both sad and exciting. And you don't often say that on the show that goes like this. Yeah, thanks so much for those of you that are still here with me listening live. Fantastic, all of you. And to anyone that's tuned in at some point during the show. But don't forget, if you've missed anything, it is possible to pick up the podcast version from tomorrow via the website, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll be taken to my blog page with previous episodes for you to download and listen to on your own device at your leisure. Fabulous. Well, three tracks to squeeze in without quite enough time to do it. How are we going to make that work? Good luck, everyone. Okay, therefore, thanks to Mark Straker, we're now going to hear from not just Harold Melvin, but the Blue Notes as well.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, played for Mark Straker. Absolutely brilliant. Well, two tracks still to go. I'm going to get onto them quite quickly, but I will just tell you, the hotly contested poll has reached completion tonight. Tonight's intense debate that was raging on the Twitterverse has finished. Whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? Quite a lot of votes coming by the end of it, and 81% of voters say Apple, just 19% say Samsung. Does that reflect to the owners of the phones in the voting. Very, very possibly. Apple, of course, widely regarded to have a much greater market share than any other company. But I'm sure both companies make fabulous phones. It's just, according to the show that goes like this, Apple's phones are better. Thank you for everybody that got involved and voted. Truly fabulous of you. Penultimate track of the show coming up then, suggested by Emily Greenaway. It's Green Day. Wake me up when September comes.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
That was Green Day and Wake Me Up When September Ends. Fabulous stuff. And I've barely given myself enough time to thank everyone before I leave. But thank you so much to everybody that suggested tracks for tonight's show. It was truly fabulous of all of you. The likes of Angie Stanger Leaves, Alex Caffett Zoglia, Anna Elmore, Nick Field, Annalisa Marie, Paul Milton, Nick Murphy, Stuart James, Teresa Telfer, Spencer Carter, Anthony Bygraves, Graham Long, Dale Warren, Sue Burton, Charlie James, Johnny Johnson, Mark Straker, Jeff Stevenson, Denise Hare, Danny Kidson, Stephen Frosdick, Laden Tunchai, Emily Greenaway, Fraser Hines, Roy Charles, and Paul Saunders. And Ron Wilmot as well, and Maria on the Isle of Wight. You're all legends. Thank you so much. To play us out, bearing in mind it's been the big breakfast day, not any of the tracks have actually had the word breakfast in. Until now, I'll be back again at 10 p.m. next Tuesday. Look forward to spending some time with you again then. In the meantime, with Breakfast at Tiffany's, it's time for a bit of Deep Blue Something. Gotta love this track. See you next week.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.